Hello, everybody. You are listening to the very first episode of Sounds Groovy with me, your host, Meg. I can't believe it. It feels like it's been so long coming. We're finally here. We're finally podcasting, or whatever the action is. And I'm really, really excited. So this podcast is all going to be about new and upcoming artists. Really, it's just going to be somewhere that I can share my love for music, share my love for all things new artists. And we're going to have a grand old time. We're going to have a boogie. Perhaps we're going to do some headbanging. Maybe we'll even shed a little tear on the way. There's just so many incredibly talented artists out there who we never get to hear on the radio. So really, we want to make Sounds Groovy this sort of one-stop shop to find some cracking new artists. So some of you may know me through my music management consultancy called Mega Music Management, where I help budding artists with things like press releases and EPKs, all that jazz. Through that, I've just kind of found out how difficult it is to knock that first wall down, you know, to get that first blogger to give you a chance, that first writer, that first radio host, just someone to you know, give you a chance. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to check out some of the best new talent in town. And we're going to have a great time doing it. So check us out on Instagram. You can find us at soundsgroovy.podcast, and you can submit your tracks for consideration, and you can also request an interview. We really, really want to meet as many of you as we possibly can. We want to get as many musicians on here, as many types of music. We want everything. If your thing is, I'd know, German screamo rap, send it in. If you like to sing about flowers, like I'd know, in jazz, in summer, in rain, and lots of beautiful twinkly noises, send it in. We want to hear everything and anything. So yeah, I guess with that, let's get going and let's listen to our very first artist. So our very first artist on our very first episode is Birmingham born and raised. It's Kay Faraway. We're going to be having a little listen to his track You and Me. It's off his 13 track debut album, which actually came out today. Today is Friday, the 4th of December, as I'm recording this. By the time this podcast goes to air, it'll be out for almost a week. So definitely go check it out. I got to help on his EPK, actually, which was cool. I helped with his press release and some of that sort of stuff. He's actually teamed up with producer Rom Defer on this project, which is really cool. He's worked with some amazing artists. He's worked with, like, Kalani, Cardion, like, people like that. So I reckon they had a grand old time, and it definitely pays off. In true COVID fashion, the album was meant to come out a few months ago, but it got postponed. And yeah, we're lucky enough that finally it's come out. So this is my personal favourite single off his album. This is Kay Faraway, and this is his track, You and Me. Oh, na na, yeah, yeah. Oh, na na, yeah, yeah. Hey. Go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. Oh, you can go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. You told me I'm hard to read, I told you I won't mislead. There's something about you and me, yeah, yeah. Hey, you know that I've always been down, still right here if you wanna come round. You don't wanna talk to me now, and I can't drop a dime on you, cause you're so fine, so fine, so fine. Keeping it cool, cause I know you're mine. Never mind giving you all heap of my time, but you wanna cause a problem and I don't know why. So I can go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. Oh, you can go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. You told me I'm hard to read, I told you I won't mislead. There's something about you and me, yeah. No time, all been good, now you're feeling my vibe. Wait, now you're gonna throw the mix signs. Peak, got me all stressed and I don't know why, know why. Baby girl, why you wanna fuss and fight? Should've known everybody got that price. Peace signs to you when it's up at the slide. Oh, you can go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. Oh, you can go if you please, I know you wanna be with me. You told me I'm hard to read, I told you I won't mislead. There's something about you and me, yeah, yeah. It's something about you and me, yeah, yeah. It's something about you and me, yeah. So that was Kay Faraway, and that was his track You and Me. I do really love that song. I just think it's such a vibe. I love the melody. I love it. It's quite sort of like sweet and happy compared to a lot of his other music. I think he definitely brings a sort of dark, melancholy side to the kind of hip hop like that we expect. There was a really nice quote of him talking about working with like Rom the Fool, and he was saying that he sort of like brings the dark side and Rom the Fool sort of brings the light side, and then together they create these really lovely songs. Something I thought was really, really cool about him actually was that he said that he was really inspired by his parents, which I think is lovely, because when you ask artists who they're inspired by, they often come out with obviously all these incredible artists, but I just think to say your mum and dad is so lovely. He said that his mum was a singer, so was always sort of singing around the house, and that his dad was involved in the sound system culture. I had to look this up, and actually it looks so cool. It looks incredible. It's sort of like, you know, mid-1900s, and it was this Jamaican culture, very sort of like ska, reggae, calypso, and they literally would just take their sound systems out, shove them like in the back of a truck or whatever, and just blast it. And everyone would have a grand old time and have a great boogie, which I feel like maybe we should start doing that in these COVID times. Have some little street parties, obviously all masked up, you know, keep your distance, only have a boogie outside your personal household. But yeah, I think that sounds great. So yeah, one of my favorite tracks at the moment. I have definitely had it on my play quite a lot. I love it. Such a vibe. So yeah, that was Kay Faraway, and that was his track You and Me. On a very, very different vibe, we're now going to go and we're going to have a look at Maria Moss. So Maria Moss and myself are both members of the Girls Irate community. If you're a female and you're interested in music, I will definitely recommend checking it out, because it's such a good community of supportive women. Sort of some of us are kind of, you know, more like me, podcasts and that sort of thing. Some of them more like Maria, the artists themselves. You've got like videographers, hair and makeup artists, like basically anything you need. There's people within this community that can sort of sort you out. So if you're a girl and you're in music, I can definitely recommend checking them out. So that's Girls Irate. Yes, Maria Moss, one of my Girls Irate sisters. She's really, really cool. So she was born in Spain, but she's been living in London for the last few years now. She has these really sort of like heavy Latin and Spanish influences in her music, which I love. I just absolutely love Spanish culture. I actually hit my 90-day Duolingo streak today for learning Spanish. So kudos to me. A little shout out there. Shout out to myself. Yeah, so she's got some really, really incredible songs, and a lot of them she does actually sing in Spanish as well, which is cool. In the song we're going to listen to, which is Gold, there's actually no Spanish vocals, but you can definitely hear the influence that sort of like Latin and Spanish music has had on it. And yeah, it's incredible. She just has these really beautiful vocals and these really sort of like poppy, soulful voice. Yeah, so this is Maria Moss, and this is her single Gold.
Can you see I am gold? I just need one single shot to show you how I really am. I know how to play my cards. I'm loyal, my.
See? can you see I am
song. So that was Gold, and that was Maria Moss. I feel so empowered when I listen to that song. To be fair, with any of her music, I feel quite empowered. But that song particularly, it reminds me of, like, you know, that really sort of like fiery scene in like a Hollywood film, like something that Anna Kendrick could be in. Maybe something like the new Charlie's Angels film. It's like that sort of vibe, you know, that sort of like girl power, like, yeah, we are gold, we can do this. I just love it. It gets me all fired up. So she has released a new single, Nah, and she's also released a music video. I have not actually yet watched it. I literally saw the message as I was recording this. So go check it out. I will definitely be checking it out. And Maria Moss will hopefully, if all things go planned, will be coming back to the series at some point for an interview. So we'll get to hear about her a lot more then. So that was our track number 2, the second track of the podcast so far. So as much as I would love to just sit here and listen to tunes all day, we're also going to have a chat, because I love a good goss. We're going to talk about what's new, what's current, what's going on in the world. It's actually a pretty cool week this week, because on December 9th at 7 p.m. is the MOBO Awards. I think the MOBO Awards might be probably the music awards that I'm most looking forward to sort of this award season. So the MOBO Awards are Music of Black Origin, and they've actually been on hiatus for the last few years, but they're back this year and I'm really, really excited to see where they go. This year it's going to be hosted by Maya Jama, who I love, and a comedian called Chunks. Now, I hadn't heard of Chunks until it was announced that he was going to be doing the MOBO Awards. So I looked him up and he is exactly what you think a man called Chunks would look like. Like, I just looked at him and I was like, there is no other man on this earth that could be called Chunks other than him. He's just the epitome of it. So they should be good. It was launched in 1996 by Kanye King. And I just think it's been so instrumental in sort of elevating black music, bringing black culture into sort of mainstream pop status. There's so many different genres going on. You've got gospel, jazz, R&B, soul, reggae, hip-hop, all those sorts of things. There's no sort of alternative rock category at the moment. I think they're definitely moving that direction. I know that on Twitter, the Nova Twins reached out and they said that they sort of felt that they were being missed out. And that MOBO got back in contact with them and sort of agreed and said that it's definitely something they're considering. So hopefully next year, there will be a category. I think that's really exciting because rock particularly is probably the most discriminatory of music genres, I would say. It's very white orientated and it's very male orientated. So I think for two incredibly talented young mixed race women, the Nova Twins are the perfect kind of, you know, icons for that growing space in the industry. Because they're incredible. They've just put a song out with Bring Me the Horizon, so they're making moves. And hopefully that will be reflected in next year's MOBO Awards. So Maya Jama also hosted the last awards that went, so the ones in 2017. Stormzy absolutely smashed it that year. I think he had the most nominations and he also won the most awards. So he won 3, including Best Male Artist. Best female artist went to Steph London. She was the only female to win an award that evening, and of course it was for the female only category. But we're not going to go down that road because I have so many opinions about women and music awards, and particularly about the Grammys, which is next month. So we're going to put a pin in that, and I'm going to come back to that next month because I've got a lot to say about the Grammys. So good job, Steph London, and we're not going to dwell on that today. Over the years, they've had some absolutely incredible performances, and I mean like genuinely incredible. They've had like Janet Jackson, Lionel Richie, Beyonce, Rihanna, Lauryn Hill, Tina friggin' Turner. At like proper icons, proper icons. What I think is really cool as well is that obviously it is music of Black origin. So whilst it is very, I think it's very topical this year with all the Black Lives Matter movement, whilst it obviously is very important to be elevating sort of that Black culture, it is also partly about the music itself, which means that sometimes it is like artists like Amy Winehouse was nominated for Best Female Artist. And, you know, she has these beautiful, soulful rhythm, bluesy kind of jazz vocals that I think were possibly one of the most amazing voices we're ever gonna hear. But her type of music was very ingrained in that sort of music of Black origin, so I think it's quite cool that they scatter a few of those in every now and again. Also, completely random fun fact I found out about Amy Winehouse the other day: her grandmother used to date Ronnie Scott, as in like the Ronnie Scott, the saxophone player, the saxophone player who then went on and founded the Ronnie Scott Jazz Club. I just blew my mind a little bit, but that's completely off topic. So the MOBE Awards have been credited as being really influential in certain people's careers. I know like Stormzy, Craig David, Crepton Connan, all of those are artists who had sort of at least at the beginning of their career, got some of their first big performances through the MOBE Awards. And we've got some cracking artists who are playing this year. Tiana Majorine is a really interesting one to talk about because she went through their Emerging Talent program. And obviously here at Sounds Groovy, we're all about emerging talent. I saw a really lovely Instagram post from her the other day where she was talking about how like in 2014, she just randomly signed up for their like Unsung, is it called Unsung? Yeah, their Unsung competition. And now here she is, you know, this many years later, and she's got 3 nominations for the awards this year, which is one of the leading nominations. She signed to Motown Records, which I just think is unbelievable. Like, possibly one of the most well-known record labels ever. Absolutely iconic. And a record label which I think is very, very embedded in Black culture and music of Black origin. So I think that works out really, really well. I'm really excited for her. So that puts her at the top of the nominations list alongside Mahalia and Leanne Havis, who both also have 3 nominations. I love Mahalia. I think she might be one of my favourite artists ever. She's one of those artists who I literally tracked, that sounds really creepy, who I've literally followed like right from the beginning of her career. I think I was like 18. I think she's just younger than me, so she might not even have been 18 at the time. And I was working for like a music blog, so I was reviewing this band called, oh my god, what were they called? I can't even remember what they were called. So I was interviewing and then reviewing this band. And then it was this really obscure bar in the middle of Islington. And their support act was this young girl called Mahalia, who I'd never heard of before. She was really, really small. I think she literally had just put her first EP out that had like Silly Girl and stuff on it, and she was incredible. She literally just blew me away, and I went and found her afterwards and I was like, oh my god, I love you. And she was like, oh, that's so lovely. And then I obviously went home, followed her on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, and I've literally sort of kept up with her career the whole way through, which is always really, really exciting. I think there's something really exciting about literally watching someone from the beginning of their career and work the whole way up. So her album Love and Compromise, which I think might be one of my favourite albums of all time, is up for Best Album of the Year. So not to have favourites, but I'm rooting for you, Mahalia. So that's really all I have to say about the MOBE Awards. I think it's going to be really, really cool. Yeah, they've not been since 2017. They were meant to take a 1-year hiatus, which moved to a 2-year hiatus, because they wanted to make sure that when they did come back, they came back with a bang. COVID obviously has just blown that plan out of the way. So obviously it's going to be all online. But I think it's going to be really, really cool. And yeah, go check it out. At least go catch up on YouTube. I definitely will be there. So MOBO Awards, December 9th, 7 p.m. Go check it. My Drama and Chunks. Excited about this next artist. His name is Ollie Davis and he's from Guildford. I don't know if Guildford is just because that's where ACM is, but I just feel like there's so many musicians from Guildford, so maybe I should go check it out, because once live music starts again, maybe that's the place to be. So he released his fourth single of the year in October, which is called Box Wine Blues, which we're gonna have a little listen to. I love his voice. I think he's so calming and he has these bluesy, jazzy vocals that, oh, I don't know, they send shivers down my spine. He has this, like, almost laziness to his vocals, which I love a lazy vocalist. I think if you can make it seem effortless, like, I'm really, really into it. Yeah, so he just has these, like, lazy vocals where he makes it seem so easy when he hits all these absolutely stunning notes. So, this is Ollie Davis, and this is his single, Box Wine Blues.
I don't want to grow old, see my dreams lying dead, lying last in the dark, when she's taken out back with a shotgun to the head. It's a freak show, don't you know, this life we are had. I didn't even ask to be born, 'cause I'm not a very good vintage. The people in my life, they must see it. I make a mess wherever I go. I'm not here for the long haul. I'm just a box wine. Great when you're skinned to your 20s, but as life goes by, I'll be left behind for a man more befitting and classy. Being a mistake, I'll never change. My taste won't improve with age. I should go get a job all my best years just a meaningless cog, so my boss can switch gears in his new Mercedes Benz. I don't want pricey things, just to chase a dream and see what's at the end of that road, 'cause I'm not a very good fit. Loves are my life, they must see it. I make a mess wherever I go. I'm not here for the long haul. I'm just a box wine, fine at the time. Great when your skin's in your 20s, but as life goes by, I'll be left behind for a man more fitting and classy. Make no mistakes, I'll never change. My taste won't improve with age. I've got good friends getting married, I can't even find a job. My music makes no money, but it's the only thing I love. It's reckless and obsessive, and it's sure to tear back. But how can I give up the only dream I ever had? I'm just a box wine, fine at the time. Oh, great when you're
that was Ollie Davis, and that was his song Box Wine Blues. Did you love it? I know that I'm obsessed with it. He's also getting recognised, which is quite cool. I think when you are starting out as an artist, it's always really exciting when people recognise you. So he did The Great Escape last year. He played the Fender Paramount stage after winning the Fender competition. I've been trying to go to The Great Escape for years, and every time something pops up, which means that I can't go, or for whatever reason, this year I finally actually was like about to buy my ticket, and then we went into lockdown. So as soon as we're allowed out and about to festivals again, I'm gonna go to The Great Escape, and hopefully Ollie Davis, I'll see you there. He also, lovely boy as well, he went on tour with Musicians Against Homelessness last year, which is such a good movement. I just think it's incredible, and for me, like, charity work is just, if you're in a position where you can be involved and you can help, like, I just don't understand why you wouldn't. So I think for someone like Ollie, who did that little tour and, you know, changed probably so many people's lives, I think that's incredible. So I'm really excited to see what he does next, both musically and personally. And he's definitely someone that I'm going to be keeping my eye on. So yeah, go check it. Ollie Davis. That's Ollie Davis, spelled D-A-V-I-E-S. I did my homework. I double-checked with him how you pronounced it because I didn't want to get it wrong. So, Ollie Davis. Okay, hello, everybody. I'm really super excited because for the first time on Sounds Groovy, we've got our very first interview. We've got the guys in the Wayback Collective in the studio. Well, studio is a very loose term. We're on the other end of the phone. So, guys, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. We're really good. Yeah,
it's going brilliantly. Yeah.
Good. 24 hours after the EP's come out.
Yeah. It's honestly, we've been like super overwhelmed by the reaction. Like, we didn't really know what was going to happen because this is the first time we've released music together. But yeah, completely just like.
It feels great as well, just seeing all your mates sharing the music and stuff and putting it out there. So yeah, it's no complaints so far.
It seems like you've had a really good reaction.
Yeah, we generally couldn't have asked for a better reaction, I don't think. Like, just because that's what we wanted, just like friends enjoying it and sharing it, and just kind of like that's all you can really ask for when you.
It's very much part of the whole ethos of what we want Wayback to be. So with that, it's just really nice seeing all of our mates supporting us, and shout them all out.
Amazing. So we've got Jake and Archie here from the Wayback Collective, two brothers. So was this a project that you guys had planned in like long term, or was it just a bit of a, we're stuck indoors, COVID, let's just pull something together?
It was kind of a bit of a mix. I'd say that it originally started out almost as a tutorial. So I was away for a couple of months and I came back and Archie basically started designing a studio at home. And with the first track, with Ember Linings, he basically showed me how to use Logic. But from that, it ended up forming the song that's actually out now.
We were like, he came back, he was like, okay, so I'll take you through like the basics of like how to like run Logic. And I just sort of played the guitar part and I was like, okay, that's cool. And then we started doing this other stuff and I was like, hold on, this is like, we're like enjoying this. And then like one night, as soon as he got back from like Asia, we just like did a song and then like left it for months and then came back.
Exactly. I think over the whole lockdown period was when we put most of the work into the songs, just turning them from demos into like tracks. So that's part of the reason why we created Summerdemic.
Yeah, but we've been writing together like terribly since we were like super young. Like,
yeah, 11.
Like, we wrote this song called Screech and it was so bad, like aptly named because it sounded awful.
It sounded terrible. I think we based it off. We're watching Iron Weasel, I think. Do you remember Iron Weasel?
Fucking hell.
On, I think it was like Disney XD or something. And that whole style of rock.
We were just really trying
to recreate
nothing like this. But yeah, lockdown.
Do you think that'll ever get released? Will we ever hear Screech?
Maybe when we go through our punk phase.
Absolutely not. Maybe if we have a breakdown, we'll put it out.
Yeah, when we have a mental breakdown.
Okay, we'll keep our ears peeled then. It's been 24 hours. You had a bit of competition. Miley Cyrus's album came out on the same day. But you never thought you'd be in competition with Miley Cyrus, but here we are.
We had a lot of overlaps with listeners, I reckon.
So very different sort of like styles though, so you might get away with it. So how would you guys describe your music?
So I think at the very foundation, we try to incorporate the things we loved about indie with the whole boppy side of hip hop. but then it's kind of also naturally unfolded into like a sort of alt pop. I think that's the way we'd regard it.
Yeah, it got, so I think, yeah, it started off kind of combining, because we both like used to really love indie music, and recently in the last couple of years have like really started to like hip hop. So then when we started like making this EP, it was kind of like those two kind of perfectly kind of gelled together. So we'd have like indie guitars with like 808, like a bass over the top.
It's cool. Yeah. It feels like a sound that we kind of crafted ourselves. I know it does sound a bit obvious, but it just sounds like all the tracks are like us, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, I remember what I was going to say. Influences. So like, because we had to, like, especially particularly in like coronavirus times. I mean, we're still in coronavirus times, particularly through lockdown. We got like quite, well, at least me, it got quite to like pop music. You know, your Miley Cyrus's, your Dua Lipa's. No, but
your
like
Bieber.
I think when we like came back to the songs, like we added like a lot of kind of like more poppier hooks and melodies and stuff, because that's what we were listening to. So I think it was kind of like started off indie hip hop and then became a sort of version of pop that includes those influences. That makes sense. Like,
To me, it feels a little bit sort of like a Tame Impala,
Wallows
kind of like love child.
Yes, that's the best thing you ever could have said.
Yeah, one of the tracks was very, very Tame influence, I'd say, especially. Well, Other Side of Red, yeah, with all the synths. But we've loved them for years, so thank you.
I think that was the last time I saw you, actually, Jake. Was it in Tame Impala?
Yeah, it must have been at Glastonbury. What an incredible set that was.
I wish I was there.
Back when we were allowed out and about in COVID days.
It was so nice. I miss it so much.
So should we take a listen then? So this is Clearwater by The Wayback Collective.
From the glade, take away this thunder. Is the grass greener? Is the water clearer? Want it up. See the bigger picture. I'm all done, I'm finished. Moving on. Not my thoughts, that's conscious. Freudian slip. Wondering eyes, you'd be surprised. Turn tides cause a change of mind. Though I don't really like leaving you behind, but it's done.
Fix, you go, we grow, I know it's broken, I'm low, I'm telling you to go home. You lied, I'm tired, I'm done, really thought we were something. We split, I'm fixed, you go, we grow, I know it's broken, I'm low, I'm telling you to go home. You lied, I'm tired, I'm done, really thought we were something. We split, I'm fixed, you go, we grow, I know it's broken, I'm low, I'm telling you to go home.
Okay, so that was the Wayback Collective, and that was their song Clear Water. That's off their debut EP. Clearly named Summerdemic, how has COVID affected everything?
It's just shut everything down. I mean, it's been good because it's given us the time to kind of just stay in our home studio and just really work on the songs. But in terms of progression, that's where it starts to come in a bit of an issue. For example, if we wanted to start thinking about performing live, we'd have to start thinking about getting a band. It's not so easy with COVID around.
I feel like it's kind of the writing parts and like the producing parts, like COVID just like really helps that because you're not distracted. You can just spend all your time doing it. But like, as Jake said, like the stuff afterwards is like the promo is particularly difficult. Luckily, like the promo of this, we managed to sneak in before we went back into lockdown again. So like we managed to like have our mate and we went to Bath and like took photos and
yeah,
stuff.
We got the
made a little video.
Yeah, I was going to say, your artwork is lovely. Like, it's really nicely framed.
Shout out John Hack. He absolutely smashed it.
Yeah, it's nice having... It's weird as well, because it's the first time we actually went out and had proper photos taken of us. So
We made
us look really good.
Yeah. We had no, like, album art in mind at all, or, like, anything. So we went out and we there's a sort of pressure in the back of our minds that we had to come out of the trip with the album cover. So like when we found that spot, we were like, this feels like it could be it.
It feels like Summerdemic, right there.
Exactly.
Nice. So if it was just the two of you then, so you did everything yourselves, all the production, all the mixing, all the songwriting, literally everything came from you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think we like to keep
it in. How's that?
I think we like to keep it in like between us, I think, because the one thing that's really good is because we're like brothers, we don't have any, we can be completely like honest with each other. There's no egos in the room when we're doing it. Like if we don't like an idea, we'll just say it. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about like, egos. So like we get in many fights, like so many fights.
That's true. I think one of the songs, especially on the EP as well, I think it was actually titled Lo-Fi Argument. I think that's because we just had a massive argument about it. But the thing that's nice about being brothers is that 10 minutes later, we're literally back at it again. Fine. We're working on it. It doesn't last long. No.
But yeah, so we tend to write, either one of us will have an idea, like the original idea. And then as soon as we got something that we like, which is usually just like a drum part or a guitar part or whatever, we'll show it to the other person. And then usually that night, if we're like super inspired by it, we'll like get a good sort of version with all the layers that we really like.
Mm.
And then we'll kind of from there, like all in the same file, we'll just like slowly work on it and build it up.
Basically turning it from a demo into an actual song. And that is a big step, I think, to take as well. Mm. But yeah, no, it's nice having it all done by ourselves, especially when you kind of see when your mates are kind of digging it and they're really enjoying it. You know that you put your all into it.
Mm. That's it.
So is it very collaborative then? It's sort of like you both got involved at all levels. It wasn't like kind of one of you took songwriting, one of you took production, or
Arch definitely takes the mixing. I'm not a massive fan of mixing at all, and he's got a lot of time to do it as well, which is really, really beneficial to us. And then with the songwriting, it's probably quite equal, would you say? Half and half?
I think usually, I think on this, like most of, weirdly enough, most of the guitar parts, because Jake's a bass player and I'm a guitar player, like naturally. That's what we've learned. Yeah, exactly. That's what we've learned. But most of the guitar parts are Jake's on the EP, and then most of the bass parts are me, which is like a bit weird for it.
Yeah.
So that's very kind of like, it can literally be whatever, but then when it comes down to
it's nice taking like a chord sequence or something that you literally just wrote one afternoon, and then it's nice because if I just pitch it to Archie or vice versa, we just take it, we record it, and then we just build on it and just see what we can create from it. Mm. And if it's trash, which it definitely can be, we just leave it. If it feels like we got something coming, then
keep going.
Exactly.
Love it. So the big question, what's coming next?
Ooh, what is coming next?
I think I think what we want to try and do is get some sort of like live. I think we want to do like a strip back, because with COVID and like the lack of a band and stuff and the space to do it, I think we want to do like a strip back. This is for me at least. We haven't even really spoken about it, but like a strip back sort of version of some of the songs, maybe like and get them filmed and put them somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Other than that, we'll probably just. I think we're going to focus on like our individual music for.
Yeah, I mean Archie's already got a brilliant album out in Wave streaming now. I'm hopefully going to do a solo EP at some point. Just getting some beats and stuff for that together. So we will definitely reunite and create another EP or album at some point. But it's just, I think for a short while, we're just going to do some of our own stuff as well.
I mean, I think it depends. Like if we write a song that feels
like a Wayback song,
then we'll do it together. But if it feels like something else, then we won't. I think we don't really know. With COVID, you can't really like predict all the plans.
Yeah, you can't predict too much, can you?
I think we just want to get out and write with some friends and stuff, I think, as well. That'd be sick.
Yeah, bored of seeing each other's faces at this point.
Oh, you don't even understand, man. You don't know how right you are.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Well, thanks for coming in and having a chat with me. We're going to end on a little quick fire round. So I'm just going to say it, and you're just going to say the first thing that pops in your head, okay?
Oh, God, this is dangerous. All right, let's do it. So, ready for this.
Favourite album?
Currents. Or Malibu. Can you have two?
Quick fire.
Currents, take
Currents,
Taylor
Currents,
Taylor best band you've ever seen live?
Mystery Jets.
I didn't expect that.
I'm thinking about it. This isn't quick. Anderson .Paak and the Three Nationals. Oof. There we go.
God.
Okay. Dream collaboration.
Kevin Parker.
They're quite a few the same answers. Yeah. Best solo artist.
Damn it.
Mac DeMarco. Mac Miller.
There's so many. I don't know.
I like Ben Howard. Do you?
Bad.
Yeah. I can't think of any solo artists. What the hell?
Okay, favourite One Direction song?
Best Day Ever. Is that a song? I don't really know any One
Direction
songs.
I like the one that's like, you and me.
Mate, the history one.
Last one. Favourite track off your EP?
Ember Linings,
yeah. That song, I think, just kicked everything off for us.
Yeah.
In terms of, it just started the whole process of Summerdemic, and it's just so goddamn catchy. It's just so catchy. But yeah, no, it's just it's a fun one, sure.
Cool. I think my favorite is Pocket Rocket.
Yeah,
everyone said that.
I thought that's just that's like my favorite one.
I love the fact it's people's favorites as well, because it's just such a high energy song.
Yeah,
it makes you want to go a bit crazy, which is I think
is it was a bit bizarre having people actually tell you that they have favorites of your songs.
It's honestly like when you see your stuff on Spotify and like when you look at like the people you're recently listening to and it says like, oh, Kendrick Lamar, that would have been a good solo artist. It says Kendrick Lamar and then like Summerdemic and then like Mac DeMarco, whoever you're listening to, and just seeing it on Spotify is so weird.
I think that was the original shock for me, was seeing, because Archie had music out before, but for me this is my first time release, and it got really real for me when I was up at 12 o'clock on Thursday, just as Friday kicked in, and just seeing those songs on Spotify, that's when it kicked in. I was like, oh, people are actually going to hear this.
Yeah, it's good.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much.
Thank
really
you so
much. Chatting to you guys.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Cheers for having
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
And good luck on the album. And for everyone listening, you can find it on Spotify.
Thank you.
Yeah, great.
Cheers. Thanks for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, guys.
This segment is one of the segments that I was definitely most looking forward to. Oh god, the metronome is playing. Turn that off. So this segment we're gonna call the wild card. Basically, I have not heard this song. Lovely Lauren, who has kept me together this whole time, she's the one doing all the magic behind the radio. She's doing the editing, all the assets, and making everything look beautiful and sound beautiful. So she picked this one. I've not yet heard it. So we're going to have a little listen. And then I'm just gonna, we're gonna have a little chat about it. So let me find it. This song that we're gonna listen to is called Ablaze, and it's by an artist called Elizabeth Lucy. So let's give this a little listen to.
I'm a candle gathering dust, flammable but not alight. It's been so long since I was, didn't think that I would burn so bright. Ignite me, whoa, set me free.
Why do I crash, burn, not burn? Too afraid to be a blaze. Will I fail and never learn? Waste another precious day. Where is that flame again? Light me a blaze again.
My body is drained of its lust, the desire I could not control. Now I do things cause I'm
for our first wild card. That was a win. So that was Elizabeth Lucy, and that was her track Ablaze. I've been doing a little stalking, doing my homework while listening to that, and I can see that she's a singer-songwriter from London, and started posting things on YouTube as a teenager, and it's sort of just sort of blown out from there. And this, I love this. She believes that there's a song for every occasion, and if she can't find one, she'll write one. Love that attitude. Yeah, so her debut single we just listened to, Ablaze, and that came out in October this year. She's got another single coming out at the start of 2021. So we'll definitely be keeping our eyes and ears peeled for that one. I loved it. I knew from the first line that I was going to be really into it lyrically. It was something like, I'm a candle collecting dust, flammable but not alight. Beautiful. I loved it. I think lyrically, she was really, really amazing. Now I'm looking at her notes. I can see that she said that she'd like to do songwriting for other people in the future. And I can definitely see that, because her lyrics were really, really strong there. And I loved the dramatic build of the music and like the layers that I had, the build and the fall, and gets your emotions going all over the place. I can also see that when it comes to inspirations, she stated Troy Sivan. Is that how you say it, or is it Sivan? I never know how to say a surname.
Anyway.
You know, Mahalia, Lady Gaga, Max Martin. So you've got a right old mix there. You know, a bit of indie pop, a bit of R&B, a bit of just kind of straight pop. And I really, really dig it. So, Lauren, good job. 10 out of 10 for the first track that you chose, that I gave you a responsibility to choose. Elizabeth Lucy, I will definitely be keeping my eyes and ears peeled for your new single coming out early 2021. And let us know. keep us in the loop. We want to know these things. So, first wild card of the series, and I'm going to call it a roaring success. So we're coming up to the end of the first episode of Sounds Groovy. I hope you guys have all enjoyed it. I've had a great time, and I can't wait to move on to the second episode. So we're about to have our last track of the episode. I'm so excited about this last one. It's probably one of my most played out of the songs we've had submitted. I just love it. This is actually her debut single, which is always incredibly exciting. I love a debut single. It's that first step into the music industry. It's that first step into the music world. As a listener, it's that first time you really get to see what that artist is all about. You get to kind of hear their style, hear their vibe, kind of lyrically what they're all about. And I love a debut single. So she teamed up with producer, that's me getting my version, producer version 13, yep, producer version 13, who they went to school together and they've worked on this together, and hopefully they work together again because I am obsessed with this song. I cannot wait to blast this in my car. I'm going to have all my windows rolled down. I'm going to have like tinned cocktails in my boot because I'm probably going to be on my way to a festival or something. I'm going to blast it and I'm going to speed down all the country roads, not over speed. I'm going to speed within the speeding limit, but I'm still going to feel like I'm speeding. I'm going to zoom down these roads and I'm going to blast it and it's going to be incredible. So this is Sophie Lucas and this is her debut single, What You Wanted.
So sorry.
What a track to end on, hey? So that was Sophie Lucas, and that was her single, What You Wanted. Like I said, complete summer bop. Hopefully she'll have more singles out by the time we get to summer, so we can blast those as well. And it's going to be great. We're going to be living our best lives. I also did a little bit of stalking on her, and I found a Instagram post where she was comparing the first draft, where it was all sort of like rough piano chords, to obviously the current one. The rough draft is actually really lovely. I probably could quite happily sit there and listen to an acoustic version of this song. Her vocals are incredible. And even if it is just sort of like a rough copy on her Instagram. Sophie, for listening to this, I want you to put out an acoustic version because I loved it. Yeah, so that was Sophie Lucas. That was her single, What You Wanted. And that was our last track of our very first episode. I think I'm a little bit mind blown. We finally did it. I don't really know what to say here. I'm just going to keep waffling on. So, I mean, thanks for coming on this adventure with me. I hope you enjoyed it. I've had a grand old time, and I'm so, so excited to come back with episode 2. So thank you so much to the boys from the Wayback Collective who came and had a chat with me today. Thank you for all the other artists who sent us their music. I'm so excited that you guys have listened to this point. I really hope you come back. If you're an artist yourself, please, please, please go check out our Instagram. So that is soundsgroovy.podcast. Send us your submissions. We want to hear your music. We definitely want to have a chat with you. So send us your interview requests as well. And hopefully we'll be back and badder than ever this time next week. So thank you so, so, so much for listening. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful week. And remember, guys, stay groovy.